friends. We've got an exciting announcement to make. If you like what you're hearing on The Heart of a Story and want to hear more, you can now head on over to support our production on Patreon. For a monthly contribution, you not only get to help support the production of the podcast, but patrons also will get access to an extra episode every month. Head on over to patreon.com/theheartofastory. God bless you, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Through the faith of our mothers and fathers, we learn of your glory. As we come to know the heart of a story.
Welcome to The Heart of a Story. Saint stories and classic tales for tender minds. If you are a new listener, I encourage you to listen to the intro episode first before diving in.
Do you know what will happen to you after you die? Jesus will meet you and he will ask, "Do you love me?" What will you say? If you say, "No, Jesus, I don't love you," he will be very sad, but he will respect your choice. When you don't love Jesus, you choose to go to a place called hell. In hell, there is a lot of pain and sadness and scary fire because you live apart from Jesus. If you say, "Yes, Jesus, I love you so much," Jesus will smile. And he will ask to see your heart. If your heart is all clean and ready to be with him forever, you will go to heaven. If it is dirty, even a little dirty, you will go to a place called purgatory. In purgatory, there is a fire, but this fire helps make your heart clean and ready to be with Jesus forever. Imagine, if you went to bed in super muddy clothes, you wouldn't feel very good, and it wouldn't feel right. That's sort of like what this is like. Purgatory is when our hearts get all the way clean for Jesus, so that we can go and be with him in heaven forever. What makes our hearts dirty? Sin. Do you know what sin is? Sin is when we think things, say things, or do things that hurt God's heart. Every time we do that, our own hearts get dirty. The problem is, we don't have the power to clean up our own hearts. We can be sorry for what we have done, and we can even do our best to make things better. But only God has the power to clean up our hearts. How does God clean up our hearts? That's what Jesus did on Good Friday, the day he died for our sins. He took on all the dirtiness of our hearts and all the ways we have hurt God, and he sacrificed himself for it all. So now, when we sin, we can come to Jesus and we can say sorry. And because he died for our sins, he can clean up our hearts and make them beautiful again. Do you know how we do that before we die? In confession. Jesus gave us the gift of confession so that we could have clean hearts and try again. In confession, we say sorry for all the ways we have hurt God's heart. And Jesus makes our dirty hearts clean again. And don't worry, if you are still too little to go to confession, Jesus knows that. When you are very little, your sins are little like dust. Every time you are at Mass and you beat your chest with the words, "Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault," Jesus cleans up the dust in your heart then too. Today, we are going to pray the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross are things that happened to Jesus when he was carrying his cross, crucified, and died. Praying the Stations is a good way to remember Jesus' pain and how much he loves us, and to help us remember to always come back to him and say sorry. He is so happy whenever we just come back home to him. There are 14 Stations of the Cross. I will tell you a little about them and we will pray. Let's begin. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. Do you know what that means? It means Pilate, the man in charge where Jesus was, decided that he was going to do what the big angry crowd wanted, and he ordered for Jesus to die. He didn't actually want to do that, but he was afraid the people would not like him if he let Jesus go free. Jesus never did anything wrong, but Pilate was not brave enough to save his life. Let's pray. Jesus, sometimes I worry about what other people say, think, or do to me. Help me to be brave and to do the right thing, even when it means that other people will be mean to me. Amen. The second station, Jesus carries his cross. The soldiers who worked for Pilate gave Jesus a big, heavy cross. They made him carry it for a long, long time and up a hill. Jesus was already tired and hurting because people had not let him sleep all night, and they had already been hurting him before this. How do you feel when you are very tired and upset? Is it easy for you to be kind and patient when you feel that way? Do you know what Jesus did? He picked up his cross and he hugged it. He loves you so much that he was ready to hug this heavy, terrible thing just so that he could save you and clean your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help me to be kind and patient and love my family and friends, even when it is very, very hard. Amen. The third station, Jesus falls the first time. That cross was so, so heavy. Jesus fell down. When things don't go your way, do you get upset? Do you want to give up? Jesus did not give up. He picked up his cross and he got up again. He kept going. He was not going to give up. He will never give up on you. Let's pray. Jesus, when I am sad because I sin, help me to get up again. You never give up on me. Help me to come back to you every time. You are always happy when I come to say sorry to you. Amen. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. Jesus' mom was Mama Mary. She was so sad to see her son bruised, hurt, bleeding. But Mama Mary knew why he was doing it. She knew he was doing it because he loves you. She loves you too. Jesus felt so warm in his heart when he saw his mommy. Let's pray. Mama Mary, help me to run to you whenever I am hurting. You are my best mommy. You know exactly how to make my heart warm, even when I am scared or hurting. Thank you. Amen. The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. Jesus was moving very slow carrying his cross. The soldiers were angry and impatient with him. they decided to make someone help Jesus carry it. They grabbed a man named Simon and told him to help. Simon did not want to help. He was afraid. But then, when he looked at Jesus' eyes, something in Simon changed. He felt love like he had never felt it before. Simon not only helped Jesus carry the cross, but he became a Christian that day. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are always inviting me to love you and sacrifice with you. Help me to see that when I do hard things, I am never alone. You are always with me. All I have to do is ask you to be with me. Jesus, be with me now. I am angry and impatient and mean sometimes. Help me to be better. Amen. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Veronica was a lady who followed Jesus. She was so sad to see how mean and terrible the soldiers and people were being to Jesus. Jesus was so tired and hurting so much as he carried his cross. Veronica wondered if she could do anything to make it better for him. She was holding a cloth in her hand. She had an idea. She pushed through the crowd and she made her way to Jesus. Jesus looked at her with deep love in his eyes. She very gently and kindly wiped his face from the blood and sweat that dripped all over it. The soldiers got mad at her and yelled at her to go away. Veronica was pushed aside. Then she looked at her cloth. There was a picture of Jesus' face on her cloth. Let's pray. Jesus, sometimes I feel like my sins and the sins of other people are way too big, and I'm afraid I can never make it up to you. But Veronica teaches me that as long as I do little things with big love for you, you are happy. You will bless me. Help me to do little things with big love, Jesus. Amen. The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. Jesus fell down again. The cross was so heavy. People laughed at him. They teased him. They called him bad names. They spit on him. How would you feel, and what would you do if people did that to you? Jesus was quiet and gentle, like a lamb. He got up and he hugged his cross, and he kept going. Let's pray. Jesus, sometimes people are mean to me, and I just want to scream or hit them. Help me to be like you. Help me to know that I am good and strong, and I can choose to keep making good choices and be like you. Amen. The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. There were some women who watched Jesus carrying his cross, and they were very, very sad. They were crying very loudly. They reached out to him, telling him how sorry they were that this was happening to him. They wanted someone to stop it all. But Jesus looked at them and said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for your children and all the people in the world who are not sorry for their sins and don't want to have clean hearts." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for reminding me that to have a clean heart and love you is the most important thing in the world. All I have to do is come to you, say sorry, and let you love me. Help me to have the courage to do that every single time. I love you, Jesus. Amen. The ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. Three times? Jesus fell again. When you keep making the same mistake over and over again, or you feel embarrassed a lot of times, do you ever feel like enough is enough? Are you ready to just give up? But guess what Jesus did? That's right, he got up again, and he picked up his cross again and kept going. Let's pray. Jesus, you are brave and strong. You get up over and over again, even when it gets harder and harder. That's what I call fortitude and perseverance. Help me to have fortitude and perseverance. Amen. The 10th station, Jesus' clothes are taken away. Finally, Jesus has made it to the top of the hill. People have been so mean to him. He is in a lot of pain. He fell 3 times and got up over and over again. But some soldiers are really mean and they won't stop being mean. They decide to take all of Jesus' clothes off of him. They laugh at him. I wonder how you would feel if that happened to you. Let's pray. Jesus, you are so patient and so loving. You didn't get mad at the soldiers who took your clothes. You loved them. You took on all their sins too. Can you show me how to love the people in my life who are the hardest to love? Amen. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. The soldiers nail Jesus' hands and feet to the cross. Can you imagine how much that hurt? Jesus does not get mad. This whole time, he is gentle like a little lamb. He is ready to do this for you and for me because he loves us so much. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you show me how to behave when I have chances to offer up my own sacrifices. You want me to be gentle like a little lamb and do it because I love you and I love everyone you love, which is everyone in the world. Amen. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus hung on the cross for 3 hours. It hurt a lot. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Do you know what that means? Jesus was saying, "God the Father, don't remember all the bad things everyone has done to me today. They don't even know what a terrible thing it is that they're doing." And then, when Jesus knew it was time, he said, "It is finished." And he gave up his spirit and died. It is a good thing now to take a little bit of time to be quiet as we remember Jesus' death. Remember, Jesus is the Son of God. He could have saved himself whenever he wanted to, but he actually chose to do all of this for you and for me. He died for your sins and for mine. Think about this for a little bit and say thank you to Jesus for everything. The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. Jesus has died. They take him down from the cross and they put him in Mama Mary's arms. She holds Jesus close to her heart. Her heart is full of love. She knows why Jesus did this. And she is also so very sad. Let's pray. Mama Mary, when I feel down, can you be my mama? will you hold me close to your heart too? Amen. The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Some nice people who followed Jesus have found a place to lay down his body. They bring Jesus' body there, and they roll a huge heavy stone in front of it. The stone is so heavy, no one could open it. Let's pray. Jesus, we know what will happen in a few days. You will rise again and come back to new life. And you will open the doors of heaven for us. When I am feeling like things will never ever get better, please remind me that there is always hope in you. Hope is believing that things will get better. You are my hope, Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I love you. Amen.
Even though I'm small, your love is big. God, I'm sorry I hurt you with my sin. Give me the strength to rise again. Give me a clean heart, a fresh start, set apart for you. Jesus, make me holy as the saints sing your glory. Show me your heart and your story.